Well, from brawling nights to old-fashioned street fights over market share.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Speaking of highway, Ford Motor Company was in town last night, in Hawthorne, actually, just down the street from Tesla.
Please join me in welcoming the Mach-E, the latest addition to the Mustang stable.
But it's,
isn't it gorgeous?
Isn't it gorgeous? It's not only a new generation of Mustang, though. It's also Ford's entry into the long-range electric vehicle market. And they're using the iconic Mustang nameplate in what is actually a crossover four-door SUV. Aaron Robinson is editor-at-large for Hagerty Magazine. He's here to talk more about it. Hello, Aaron.
Very happy to be here.
A four-door crossover electric SUV with a Mustang nameplate. It's got the little horsey, too.
Yes.
Why Mustang? What's the thinking there?
Well, Ford is behind in electric vehicle efforts. It's one of the reasons they brought Jim Hackett in a few years ago because he had deep ties in the Silicon Valley. They formed this thing called Team Edison to work on advanced projects. They bought the Michigan Central Station, which is in downtown Detroit, this crumbling facade building that was going to now become the center of their tech campus. And they were working on this electric kind of Ford Focus wagon thing, and Jim Farley, who's an ex-Toyota guy, who's now president of their new business and tech strategy, he comes in and he says, nah, that's not going to work. Make it like a Mustang. And so they made it look like a Mustang, and eventually they talked themselves into calling it the Mustang and giving it that title, which I personally think is kind of a short-term strategy. It makes a big bang now, which with when your stock's at $9 a share, that's what you want. It sounds like you're taking Tesla head-on, but in fact, now you have Mustang, the sporty car tied to this electric crossover in the marketplace. The two have to have similar styling. They have to be marketed the same. It's kind of a short-term strategy.
It doesn't really look like a Mustang, though. Maybe on the back end it does?
Yeah, the taillights and the face.
Yeah.
Another one in between is this kind of, you know, it's a nice-looking, you know, five-door crossover vehicle, but...
It looks like a Tesla, actually, is what it looks like.
Well, and honestly, I mean, that's the thing. You know, Tesla has really shaken up the car industry. There's now this thing called the Tesla effect in the industry, which is affecting resale values on BMW 3 Series and Audi A4s, and it's kind of some of the standard bearers in that class. They're going to show us a pickup truck on Thursday. They've really shaken up the industry. And so, and when they announced the Model 3 and they had hundreds of thousands of orders, people, you know, at regular car companies, other car companies, at their board meetings, people would yell at them, well, how come when you introduce a car, nobody said, you know, you don't get 100,000, 300,000 signups? And so it's really affected the industry.
We'll get to the pickup truck, the Tesla pickup truck in just a moment. But this is an electric long-range automobile, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, a range of more than 250 miles on a full charge, a sticker that'll be just under $60,000. So how does that compare to a Tesla or other electric cars out there?
Well, they're doing it similar to Tesla. They're taking online orders for a $500 deposit. There's going to be two versions at launch. There's this premium edition at $51,700, then a first edition at $61,000. And as did Tesla, the cheaper versions with less range will come out later. So these will be over 300 miles range initially, then about 240 miles range at about $45,000. Of course, there's going to be government incentives. There's a federal tax credit that maxes out at $7,500. Now, California has just changed their rules. They're making it income based, so you get less money the more money you make. You get less money back as a EV buyer. So the rebates are going to vary depending on who you are.
I mentioned the fact, Aaron, that Ford's curtain raiser happened last night right down the street from Elon Musk's Hawthorne headquarters. Obviously deliberate. Kind of a shot across the bow. Does Ford see this new electric Mustang as a direct competitor to Tesla?
Yeah, I think they do, and I think everybody else does too. And that's how they want it to be seen, because again, there's huge excitement about Tesla, especially on Wall Street. Their stock again is stratospheric. GM stock went up hugely when Mary Barra started to talk about electric vehicles. Wall Street likes talk about the future, about electric vehicles. It can't just be about selling pickup trucks anymore. The F-150 is a Fortune 50 company, just that one product, but that's not enough to get Wall Street excited. So now it's like make a big bang and seem to be taking on Tesla head on, and that's how you attract Wall Street's attention.
And Tesla's making a pickup truck that it's unveiling on Thursday in Hawthorne. Is that potentially a big deal for this company and for the prospect of more electric vehicles on the road? I mean, Tesla's had a bumpy ride.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, the Cybertruck or the Cyberpunk truck, which is what Elon called it in a tweet. Tesla's starting to flesh out its product line, which is something that, you know, fully mature car companies do. And the problem with Tesla is that they're really good at making the computer. They're not good at making the box that the computer comes in, which is something that Ford is very good at doing. They're really good at making the box, maybe not so good at the computers. So, you know, Tesla, when the Model 3 is basically like a three generations ago Kia with F35 technology below the floor, and or cell phone technology, and the idea that, you know, a car company can't compete.
Kia?
Yeah, well, it's basically anybody who makes cars for a living would laugh at the Model 3 just purely from the car itself. The technology below the floor, the electronics, the batteries, is way ahead.
Yeah.
But the cars, meantime, you have Ford, who's actually very good at making cars, is now trying to come into their space, as is Porsche, as is pretty much everybody else. Everybody is gunning for Tesla.
With the big screen on the inside, right, as the
with
dashboard.
With a 15.5-inch screen in that Mach-E. It's a big, big TV set.
Tesla has one factory, though, right? Here in California, in Fremont.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, and ironically, the Mach-E is going to be made in the Fiesta, the old Fiesta plant in Mexico. Ford has now stopped making cars, or they've said they're going to stop making cars. This is a case of an SUV actually killing off a small car because it's going to be made in that same plant in Mexico where the Fiesta used to be made.
Wow. Aaron Robinson, editor-at-large for Hagerty Magazine. Well, it's going to be exciting to see, though. A lot of cars coming out.
Never ends in the auto industry.
Aaron, thanks. Well, coming up, we're going to talk more about what happens when you die. That obituary lasts a long time. Mo Rock is in to talk more about how he'd like to rethink some obituaries. Mobituaries, next on Greater LA.